Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Daria. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Daria. I'm not sure if this is the right number, but it's the number I called the other day that I was given by Cash App. I have some charges on my account. There was a charge for, let me just pull it up real fast. A charge for $6.45 from Prime. It's all one word, Primary Smart Appliances. Another for $6.90, or that was $6.45, $6.95 for Ultimate Fashion Leading. Okay, so I didn't know what those were. Well, then I get another one from Electronic Variety Saving, and they're taking out $97.97. Nope. I didn't order anything, but I did receive it today. Y'all told me it was eye cream. You looked at my name or my number. Somebody ordered stuff on my card. I've already changed my card number, canceled the card. Our bank account was also hacked into. It's negative right now. Someone in Florida is, I'm actually doing a police report there, and I could give you the manager's number and name, and she would tell you because she sent me not only the person's delivery address, but phone number and name and everything. So I don't know who's doing this, but this is okay. One, two. Okay, so on Monday, $97.97 was tried to take out. It was declined because there wasn't that much money on my card. Again, on the same day, no, Tuesday at 2:31, same amount. This is what I only call. I called you the other day about the first one, and you said that this is like a payment company that has several companies that you guys take payments for. Is that correct? Am I talking to the right place?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. And so I talked to Cash App, and I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I was told it was eye cream and eye serum. Well, I'm not going to pay. I'm sorry. I have six daughters, ranging from 2 to 24. I don't get makeup or any good things for myself. That don't happen. And I definitely wouldn't pay no $97. But this is the thing. I've been taking out $6.45, $6.95. Then y'all try to take out, I'm not saying you, but try to take out $97.97. And that was Monday at 2:31. Try to do it again on Tuesday at 2:31 for the same amount. Try to do it again today from a different place called Universal Electronics Tronixta for $96.42. I have no idea what that is. That was last night, actually at 9:20. It's declined. My everything that's coming through is on my old card that is no longer active. I need to know what these products are. I did get them today in the mail. It's a small 1 ounce Luna Active Anti-Aging Cream and a small Luna Active Age Defying Eye Serum. Okay. I didn't order those. And I told you all the other day I didn't order those. And so you guys said that you guys would do like a fraud report. And but this is the thing that really ticked me off. We'll do a fraud report, but if you're found to be the one, you're going to be prosecuted. I don't like that shit. I don't appreciate that. My children had to go without for Christmas because whoever in Florida decided to withdraw all the money out of our account for a Colombian restaurant, which, by the way I was able to find that out, they refunded $5.79 to our bank because they didn't deliver Sprite. So the guy got mad, got a re and he kept saying, don't refund, because obviously he's got our number. But I've actually got them down there. The delivery driver's going to find out the apartment number and find out the name, the exact name. I got it all, but I'm not doing this shit. I'm not gonna have. I don't have the money. First of all, like I said, I have six kids. There's three of them out of the house already, but that don't matter. I still have to do things for them and myself and pay my bills. Our bank account's negative. I've already done canceled my Cash App card, our bank account card. We switched everything. I need to know who Universal Electronica something is. It looks like they're just trying to take a little bit less to see if you guys get it. Not you. I don't mean you when I say you guys. This is nothing directed towards you, obviously. I know that
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
just.
I understand. I'm listening.
I'm just really irritated because, I was about to say, I work hard for my money. I don't. My husband works hard for his money. He's a welder. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschool, so I work hard in a whole different way. But we have a one-income family, and I mean, I've literally had in the last 3 days, like this company that these companies have tried to take out over $300 for these two little things, is what I was told. And I was like, I didn't order anything. Well, I got them today, and they were open in this little package. I guess one of my daughters opened it, and it says, I don't even know if this is it. That can't be it because let me ask you where the package is. Well, anyway, you could probably look it up by the names of the things and the amounts, right? Or my name, or because it is, it did come. I was told it was in my name with my card and my information. But also, it's so stupid. Someone has been sending us magazines, multiple magazines. I mean, don't get me wrong. I used to love People Magazine. I'm 43. I used to love it growing up. Let's see. We got Food Magazine. We got People Magazine, Cosmopolitan, which I don't even want my girls looking at how I would look at it. But someone is ordering all this stuff in our name, and some of it they're sending to our actual house. Other things, they're ordering food and having it delivered in Florida. I don't know if any of these companies are in Florida, but I need to get all the information I can from you because I'm going to be having money on my card, and I'm going to be really, really pissed if $100 comes out twice, especially. I mean, it's trying to be three times, but different companies. I'll return the shit. I don't want it. Like, I didn't order it. If it can be returned, I'll package it up, return it. But I want everything stopped. I mean, I've already got them to block the, the one that was the first one. The electronic variety Savin. I've got them to block that, but it keeps coming on. The first time it was not enough cash. Second time I had already talked to him, it was declined because old card number and they know it's not me. Now today, or last night I guess it was, I didn't know it was until today, 9642. Do I give you the names of the? I'm sorry, I'm really sick right now. two of my daughters have COVID. I'm waiting for my COVID test to come so I can find out because I've got 102 fever, so I'm a little scatterbrained, but I'm trying to stick on the point here. I'm just irritated because the older kids understand. We were able to get the younger kids and stuff. We're not high maintenance people, you know, our kids aren't either. But is this the stuff that like my 21-year-old and my 24-year-old that have jobs would buy themselves if they wanted? Not me. I'm more of an elf kind of girl, you know, $2 to $5, $7, and because it all gets stolen from the kids anyway. but I need to know what all information for all these companies so I can contact them all or do whatever I have to do, because I'm about to have money on there tomorrow, and I'm gonna be really mad when they take out money from something. I don't know who's trying to mess with us, but they got us somehow.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm sounding rude. I have, excuse my language, but I'm sure you've heard of resting bitch face. I have resting bitch voice too, so it sounds like I'm always mad, but I'm not. So if it sounds, I'm not kidding. People are like, I got RBF. I'm like, I got RBF and RBV, and they're like, what? And I'm like, resting bitch voice. That I sound like right now. I sound like I'm barking at you. So this is just the way I talk.
No.
Please don't take offense, because I've been in your position like for many, many years. But I'll tell you what, I got cussed out worse than ever before in my life by anyone, by a priest in Hawaii, because he got two boxes. I work for American Bible Society through a line group in a call center, and I got cussed up one side and down the other because their mission, the two cases of Bibles they ordered, were the wrong version. I was floored. And I was like, sir. And he was, I mean, F you. And I was like, oh, Lord, you need Jesus. you need to actually get those Bibles and read them. But I understand it. I'm not trying to come across like that. So I need you to understand that I'm sick, but I also talk like this. So it's not direct at you. It's just, this is how I talk. So, but I'm also irritated. So I'm talking a little bit louder probably.
Yeah.
And I'm also sick. So
it's okay.
Do we want to start with the first one first? Like, do we want to, I need to know where these were ordered from. Like the first two.
We need to start with what we need to start with is zip code.
Zip code is 74020.
74020.
Yeah, and if you need the extra four, I have those too. It's 10:15 if you need
name?
That. My name is Jennifer.
Last
Zikesous.
Name?
And Zikesous, Zikesoose. When I called about this, about the 695 and the 645 and then the 9797, it said, oh yeah, it's your information, so it's you. And I'm like, and then, but I mean, they were kind of rude, like, well, if you, you know, we'll file this, but if you're found me, then you'll be pressured. And I'm like, don't make me be mean because I didn't do anything wrong. But I would like to start with the first one of the ultimate fashion leading for $695, which is obviously one of these products, is what I was told the other day. I'm not sure which one, but I don't know how to, you know,
yes.
do any
okay,
of this.
So verify your address for me while we wait.
It is 704 Elmwood Drive, and I'm in Cleveland, Oklahoma, 74020-1015.
Thank you so much for verifying that. Just one moment while I pull up your account.
Yeah, my account. That's funny. Not, I mean, I'm not saying that to you, but it's funny. I don't have an account. I mean, I guess I have an account. I kind of think it's my husband's ex-wife that did the magazines. I don't know about this stuff because she's one that would just buy that stuff for herself anyway. But, I mean, they've been split up for 15 years, been together for 15 years.
Okay.
But she gets petty. And when we got all these weird magazines that we never read,
mm-hmm.
sent to my husband's name and my name that we never ordered her. I mean, I haven't ordered magazines for years. And it was like, who is doing this? Like, who has a vendetta? Like, what did we do? We keep to ourselves. Like, I don't know. We live in a town of 4,000 people, you know? So I don't know how big the place is you live, but this tiny town where everyone knows everyone and everyone's
yeah,
business.
I understand. So let's see. I see now, is your email A as in apple, H as in ham, V as in Victor, I as in ice, S as in Sam, M as in mom, A as in apple, M as in mom, A as in apple, 333@gmail.com.
It sure is. That's one of my five emails. Yep. That's the one that I use for my daughter that's 2 years old for all of her adoption stuff, her child support stuff, everything that I need for her medical. That's her. That's the email I have for her stuff. I have another email that's me and my husband's, like joint bills and stuff. I have another that's for my 10-year-old to play her games, but they're all linked together. But yes, that's my 2-year-old. I mean, it's not hers, but it's for all of her information because, well, just TMI, me and my husband split up after 10 years and after a year, and I got pregnant and we got back together when I was 4 months. So he raised that baby. That baby's his. So, you know, that's... That's
yes,
her
sir.
Email for us to get her adopted, her child support that's going on, all that. So that's another thing. I would never use that to order anything unless it was for her.
Okay. So I see that it was Luna Active.
Yeah, it says the I left the bottles in the other room, but it says one of them was Luna Active Anti-Aging something, and it was 1 fluid ounce, I believe, and the other one was – the same brand eye serum or something, and it was 0.5. And you can't tell me, okay, I could see maybe $6.95 and $6.45, but $97.97, get out. You know, if it was that, I would have just probably let it go and just been like, I don't know what this is, but, you know, $13 isn't really that big a deal. $100 is three times $100. It's a pretty big deal.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, whenever I called the other day, you guys verified all of my correct information. It is all my information, my name, my phone number, I don't know if it was my phone number, my name, my address, my email, and that, I think that's why the woman was reading me, because she was like, well, if it's found fraudulent, you'll press charges. And I'm like, that's whenever, not you, but you become my enemy. when you, because I try to talk with respect and I give respect, you know, until I don't get it anymore, and then I don't have much of a filter, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I'm a really nice person. I'm a really nice person.
I totally,
I just don't put
that
up with people's shit.
Yeah, trust me. I know.
I mean, our property taxes were due by they are due by the first. Half of them, we can pay half before the first and the other half before the end of March, which is basically with our one income the only way we can do it. But because of our account being compromised, not this one, but our bank account, we don't have that money now. And we don't know. They said it's going to be 10 business days for each item that they took out. Plus, we're getting overdraft fees, and we're getting paid tomorrow. But all that's basically going to go to the stuff that was taken, and it'll get fixed eventually. I'm positive about that because I'm telling you, this woman straight up said we will not deliver this man anymore. Yes, he bought 2 days, and she gave me him out, and she sent me the receipt. But I've never had anyone. I mean, it's kind of dangerous because you don't know me to send someone's name, address, phone number, everything. That's kind of maybe a no-no. Luckily, I'm not a crazy person like that, and I live in Oklahoma, but I will call and file charges on them in Margate or Coral Springs. The delivery driver even called me today and asked if I wanted to send pictures of who I think it might be, because I've been looking up the name, that she can confirm for me, and she would even go back by the apartment and find out. And I was like, no, you don't have to do all that. I said, I just need to know what police station. She's like, we have 7 precincts here. And I'm like, okay. And she was like, send me some pictures on Facebook and tell me what he looked like. And she said, I'll send it to the other delivery driver too. She said, you could tell that he was up to something because he did not want the refund. And I said, yeah, because it was stolen money. I'm on the phone with a very nice lady that I'm not going to take anything out on. I had to explain to her that I have resting bitch face and voice, and she laughed at me. I was like, I sound mad all the time. There's people at Cash App that took, remember those two things, and then they tried to take out 97 something. They tried to take out 97 again. Yeah, and then they tried to take out 96.42. It's like, yeah, but they're still trying to take it out. It doesn't matter. Like, they're going to figure out a way, but I'm going to get every one of these information, as much information as I can on them.
They can't take another.
Well, I just told them. They have all of my information. So obviously someone messed up. They couldn't change it or something. Just like all those magazines that we were getting for the last 6 or 8 months that we never ordered, coming in both of our names. I was telling her about that. But this is the thing. I can tell that these are, I mean, it's got to be scam things, right? It's got to be. 97 for.
Yes, ma'am. It is. But what I had to do was, with your account, since there's so many charges that has been put on there, I canceled the subscription, and I had to forward it to the HR so that they can refund your money.
Can you give me the information on the subscription? Is it Luna Active? Is that because that's what I don't even know. I'll have to ask my daughter when she gets out of it.
All of it was declined. Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah. Because when I called Cash App, they blocked the one company, the Electronic Variety Saving. They blocked that. The first time there wasn't enough cash, but the second time it was blocked. They cannot take. They're trying to use my old card number still. But then there's another one that's the Universal Electronic for 96.42, and that was declined. But it doesn't say – I have my card locked, so I don't know if it was declined because I have it locked.
Tried to take it off your card? It's new card?
No, they're still trying to use the old card number, but they're still sending it through, and when money is on there – If they can find your account and it's linked to mine and they can do all this with the stuff in Florida that's going on and then this, we're totally wiped out as it is. Like, when we get paid tomorrow, like I was telling her, it's all going to cover what has been stolen. And
yes,
I also told her we also have low maintenance children that understand, the older ones understand the Christmas had to be about the little ones this time, and they'll get their money eventually when we get it fixed.
Yes, ma'am. So, since you're with the prices of $96.42 that you've been getting charged and $97.97, it all declined.
Yes.
So
yes, I know, but they're gonna keep on trying to send it through.
Well, I had canceled the subscription, so it should not be coming through. So the thing is, you won't be getting charged with us anymore, or with that, you know, with that company.
Right.
Since it's been declined, I can't refund any money back because
it never
took it out.
Yeah. No, the only two things that have come out that were that actually came off my card that, you know, that I didn't order was that, like I said, it wasn't really that big a deal. It was $6.95 and $6.45. And so I thought, well, I don't know what that is, but, you know, like I called to ask and, they gave me the number to call you guys. The electronic, variety saving, that one's the one that you canceled the subscription, you said?
Yes, ma'am. I canceled the subscription to it.
What is that, a subscription to that? What is it called?
Luna Active or something.
Luna,
yes,
Active.
Ma'am.
Okay. So there was a subscription. So is that the $97.97 from, that's what that's for? But what about the $96.42? Because that's a different company's name.
Yes, all of it. So, like, anytime, even if you have, let's say you have like six different companies that say that you got a subscription to, all I have to do is cancel out through one, because how do I explain it? I got your full account open, so all I got to put in is for
the subscription, or cut it all off. It'll shut it off.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm trying to explain. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tomorrow, whenever I put $100 on my card, and it tries to go back through for $96.42. Can you tell me? Oh, never mind. I found it. It was off my old card number. So would it always be declined if they try to do it again?
Yes, ma'am.
And how do I find out when this was done? And I mean, is there anything I can do? I mean, I'm not out any money except like the $13, but I have the two products that you guys said it was. So I can send them back. I think it would cost me more to send them back than it would.
You might
to,
as well just keep them. But it's okay. You might as well just keep them.
I appreciate that. Maybe I'll actually get to keep something for myself this time instead of all the kids. I can't even buy dollar makeup wipes without them taking them.
Yes.
Dollar treatment makeup wipes, and I know those aren't good for my face.
$1.25 now.
Oh yeah, $1.25. Sorry.
But you're. Totally,
I'm telling you, we're low maintenance people. Super low maintenance, like. I would never spend that much money on makeup, ever, or cream. I would go get my genetic wattle that came from my mom and her mom removed for $2,000 before I would pay $97 for a cream.
Yes, that's totally understandable.
But... Okay, so there's nothing, so that the universal electronic or whatever, and then the electronic variety saving and the primary smart appliances and the ultimate fashion leading, they're all canceled, right?
Mm-hmm. Completely canceled. They're canceled.
Because the ultimate fashion leading, that one did go through, and so did the, you know, which, like I said, that's $6.95. And then the primary smart appliances for $6.45. I'm not worried about getting my money back for that because I have the products, and if I can keep the products, then that's fine. If I don't have to send them back, if I have to send them back, then yes, I want the money back. But can those people charge me again? Because it was
to be perfectly honest with you, nobody can actually charge you again because the card is canceled. So everything's going to go to decline.
Right.
But the thing is,
I'm afraid.
Yes.
Okay.
So
I'm just afraid of how they got into. Okay, well, that's great. Thank you so much. I thought this was going to be so much harder to figure out. I even have something that says storage, $1.99 declined, and Google, $1.99 declined. And that's from today at 8:24 a.m. and 8:24 a.m. I'm going to cash out. It's not through you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think anyway. So I'm not too worried about that. That's only $4, but I definitely don't want to be. Sorry, I keep money on this card for, you know, whatever. He has the bank card. I have this card. That way I can transfer money out of the bank to the card. So I just want to make sure. Is there any way I can make sure? I know you said it's canceled and the subscriptions are canceled, but somebody's doing this to me. Somebody's got it out for me for whatever reason. And, like, if they can hack into not only our bank account and our bank account and our bank card, or debit card, and also my Cash App, which is linked to that, I'm afraid they're going to be able, because I had to link it back up to the account to be able to get any money off, I'm afraid they're going to be able to do it again. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is there any way I can say I don't ever want a subscription from any of your companies?
So what you would have to do is just like how you called us, you will be able to call them, and they would just have to cancel. As soon as you cancel the subscription, you won't be enrolled inside another subscription. I even took it to HR to where they know to cancel the subscription and don't let it ever come up again. So everybody's, yes, ma'am, everybody is notified that you will not be getting charged again for this subscription.
I really appreciate it. What was your name? I'm so sorry.
Dario.
Dario?
Yes, DERE'L.
I like that. I've never heard that before.
Thank you.
That's really cool. That's a really cool name. I'm a basic Jennifer. Jennifer.
You're not basic. You know, my mom's name is Jennifer. So we can't do that.
But how old are you? You're probably in your 20s, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
your
ma'am.
Your mom is probably my age.
Yes, ma'am.
Is she around 43? Like me?
Yes, she's actually
born in 79.
She's actually 55.
Oh, okay. So yeah, like when my mom is, she had me at 16. So, a month from being 17, I'm December 5th. She's January 5th. But she said she didn't know any Jennifers, but my middle name was after her best friend, Bess Elizabeth. And so, when I went to school, in my grade alone, there were 4 other Jennifers in not my grade, my class. We had class, you know, classrooms. We had to go by Jenny, Jennifer, Jen, and Jenna. And I got in trouble by my stepdad for going by Jenny because everybody else picked a name. And it's like, it doesn't matter where there's 4 of us, how are they going to keep track of us, you know? But yeah, basic Jennifer. And then I've got my stepdaughters are just Abigail and Chloe, basic. they're pretty basic. And then my biologicals are Jaden, which I did not hear it ever, but one time before I had her, she's 21. And then I have my daughter Ryan, but it's R-H-Y-N, Ryan Hadley. And it's Elizabeth with an S because my mom's name is Lisa, and I don't like the name Lisa for one of my children. So I took Elizabeth and spelled it with an S. And so it's Elizabeth, and
so
she goes by
say
Hadley.
It?
I say it like
Elizabeth.
Like Elizabeth. Like the name Alyssa, but I say it together. It still sounds like Elizabeth, but not with a hard Z. It's more of, you know, because you can spell Elizabeth with an S. I've known several Elizabeths with S's, actually. But if you look, it's E, and then it says L-I-S-A, which is Lisa, my mom's name. And then I thought that was neat because her and her best friend, Lisa and Beth, Elisa Beth, because her best friend was tragically murdered when she was 20. So that, you know, my name's really important. So I kind of, you know, wanted to name my kid after her. But the next one, so she's Ryan Hadley, Elizabeth. And then the next one is Daily Elena May McCalin. And then the next one is Aviana Olivia Love. So, yeah, I got some not so basic names. I've only heard Aviana one other time.
How do you say it, Aviana?
It's Aviana. It's A. It's like my email address. A-H, like Apple, Harry, Victor, I-A-N-A. I just wanted to name her Avi, Grace, but everyone, my other girls were like Aviana. And so I wanted to name her. I wanted to name her Avi Oakland Ash, A-S-H-E. But I decided there was something that was pulling me to love for some reason. And then I saw the name Olivia, which is the most common name, like,
yeah.
every year. So my girls were like, I'll be honest, I gave in because it's my last kid. I was 40 years old when I had her. And shocking to me, for sure, but also great. But, yeah, I wanted to name her something. But she actually, I went with Olivia Love instead of Oakland Ash. And she has a perfect upside-down pink heart on right underneath her heart, birthmark. So it was like she was meant to be named Love. It's kind of cool. But she's my girl. She's my only one that doesn't have gender. Like, I like gender fluid, like Jaden, Ryan, Daly. Then there's then I just wanted Avi, A-V-I, but everyone was saying Avi and Avi. And so my best friend passed away, and she was like, I think you're going to have to spell it A-H-V-I or A-U-V-I, which looks like you can't spell at all. And I said, I know, I hate them both, but A-H-V-I started growing on us. And so my grandma wanted me to name every four of one of my girls Anna, O-N-A. And I was like, no, Anna K or Emma K. And I'm like, no. And then now my daughter, because of her dad right here, daddy's little Anna, guess what she goes by? She don't go by Avi like I wanted. She goes by Anna. And all I can think of is Anna and Elsa from Frozen. And I hate it. She's
wow.
like, I Anna wanted to go. But, yeah.
That
so I just told her I had a basic name, Jennifer. She's like, no, you don't. It's not basic. She said, that's my mom's name. I said, but you're young, aren't you? I said, you're like in your 20s. I said, you bet your mom's like 43 like me. She's like, well, 55. I was like, okay, well, still, like, you know. She's like, so, yeah. Anyway, thank you. Sorry, I have ADHD and all kinds of shit, and I'm sick too. But I talk too much. I don't get out of this.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Thank you for not being rude like the other woman was to me.
No problem.
You know, because I don't like to get rude, but I can and I will, and I don't like to do it. And I also don't like to call people on Mondays either, just because I don't want to ruin anyone's Monday if it happens to turn sideways, because I've been there. I told her about me getting cursed out so bad by the priest in Hawaii for getting the suitcase of the Bible wrong. And I was like, he needs Jesus really bad. He needs to read those Bibles. I think it was like maybe Catholic Bibles, and they were supposed to be some other, I don't know. I cried. It was the only time I've ever cried on a call. Have. Okay, well, thank you. And if Dario.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, that's a cool name, I've never heard that. Dario. Okay, and where are y'all located? Are y'all in Florida by chance?
We're in California.
Okay. I was just curious because I actually, the other charges from our account are from Florida, but they have California numbers. If I give you a phone number, can you look it up and see if it's one of your clients?
Hold on 1 second.
No problem. Yeah, when I was talking to the delivery driver today, when she was telling me she would go by there and all that, I was like, no, don't go out of your way to do all that. And she said that that he just kind of waited outside and kind of approached her. Yeah, was like creeping her out. And
get back to you on Facebook.
I haven't sent it yet.
Okay, what's the phone number?
The phone number of the person that compromise our account, supposedly. This might not be it, but it's
510-993-8304. Yes. Nothing pops up in my system.
Okay. All right, well, worth a try. All right, well, thank you for canceling everything. I really appreciate it, and hopefully I won't have to call back for anything else.
Yes, ma'am.
But have a good night. I really appreciate your help.
No problem. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a happy new year.
You too. Bye